Hey everyone, we're going to get to the episode here in a moment, but I wanted to let you know that I did drop this episode last week exclusively on Rumble, and now that I'm back across all the platforms again, I wanted to make you aware that, and it was a lengthier episode because I did do more digging into the product after I recorded this episode, because of course I did, and I learned some more information. I even found that there was a segment that Eric Prince, who funded Unplugged, did with Sean Ryan on the Sean Ryan Show a few months ago. They had about a 7.5 minute discussion on this device, and some of the questions that I bring up on this, reaction video to analyze what this device might be were answered there. But the problem is, even though he answers it months ago, none of that information of the questions that I raise are on the website. So I think it's still, you need to serve your client better by at least bringing that information here, because someone like me, I dug deeper to find out more information about this product, and some of the questions are technically not even answered, at least to my satisfaction, which is why I like to sit down with someone from Unplugged, the spokesperson, whoever might be willing to answer these technical questions about the product and services. And they don't even have to be on my show to do so. They can even do a press release or just update their website, which I prefer that they do, because who else is going to do the legwork like someone like me to look deeper into this product and service the clients as they should be, and inform the clients? Because the best client is an informed client. You want to make sure they're understanding what they're purchasing when they purchase it, especially when you're asking them to pay a few hundred bucks up front just for a deposit before they shell out nearly $1,000 in total for said device. But anyway, that's the intro I wanted to share with you all. So here's the episode that I recorded Wednesday afternoon on March 13th.
This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, it's Andres coming at you with another episode of the program. In this case, we're talking tech, more specifically this Unplugged company business thing. I was just tuning in to James O'Keefe's latest expose, and he dropped an ad about this, Unplugged. So that's where I heard about this, and I have some questions. I never heard of Unplugged, but apparently they have been in the news for about a couple of years now. So I did some digging on some of that research, but I haven't looked into the phone itself, because for those of you that are not new to this program, you might remember that I took on the Freedom Phone about 3 years ago and I made enemies on the right. And that's okay, because I got to tell you the truth. I got to call out the grift where I see it. So is Unplugged another one of these Freedom Phone scams? Because that's exactly what it was, a scam. And well, now we have this thing. Based on some other stuff that I did research, I'm glad that at the very least, this didn't actually come out of nowhere. There's an article from MIT that I pulled up that I want to read about, but I want to react to this live with you because I want to know, what the heck is this thing? The Unplugged Phone, unrestrained communication, privacy, security, and integrity. Pre-order today. We heard all the song and dance before, so let's see. Designed to protect and serve you. This design looks very similar to the back of an iPhone. Very similar, in fact. And only you. Libert OS, state-of-the-art operating system developed for data privacy and security. Keep on scrolling. I'm really curious about this device design. It looks pretty similar to something I've seen before. I can't quite put a finger on it, because even the new Samsungs kind of look like this, but not the back. The back does not look like that. And you can, depending on which chip you're running inside a Samsung, you can unlock the device and then swap ROMs. So they're highlighting this, the Up Messenger, and there apparently have been test groups that have been using this, the first batch orders that I was able to read up. So they're highlighting this UP Suite. The Unplugged Phone comes with a one-year premium subscription. Download Unplugged's proprietary and third-party apps. I'm going to click that in a moment. I want to know what that is. Does that mean you don't have to have one of these devices to be able to use this service? State-of-the-art technology. So they're saying this device contains an AMOLED display that's full HD+. That normally means it's 1080p. High-end performance. It's an octa-core 3 gigahertz and 8 gigabytes of RAM, so 3 gigahertz processor, 108 megapixel rear-facing camera, and an all-day battery life of 4,200 milliamps hours, and always feel safe with this Libert OS. What exactly is that? And I do want to check that. This sounds like I'm going to open a different tab. Oh no, it's already opening here. I don't want to spoil. I'll get to that in a bit. The unplugged phone, unrestrained communication, pre-order today. Keep scrolling. Feel safe with the, I'm going to call it up phone or unplugged phone. Anywhere, anytime, in any circumstances. Emergency passcode. Set a unique code that wipes all of your data and alerts your emergency contacts. Okay. What else? That's it. Okay. All right. So they're on X because they have the Twitter thing. On Instagram, Facebook, Getter. So I reached out, or I made a public post about on X. I might reach out through Instagram. I'm on Getter too, so I might check him out there too. But let me see. This is what I care about. Enough of the gobbledygook of anything else. I want to know the specs because that's what the Freedom Phone didn't have. But when it was released, we knew it was a piece of crap. All right. What is this? So Libre OS. Uh-huh. And it has 256 gigabytes of onboard storage with an SD card expansion slot. It has 8 gigabytes of RAM. This is, I would say it's mid-range at best. They say it has the AMOLED display, 6.67-inch Gorilla Glass. Which generation of Gorilla Glass are we talking about here? With a full HD display of 1080 by 2400. So it's going to be a little bit more, or at least they're claiming that's a little bit more than 1080p. And it comes with a nano SIM and eSIM. So that means you can get an electronic SIM on this, meaning that it's an international device, most likely, because it's hard to find these dual setups here in the United States, unless you get a Samsung. So we have an octa-core processor, but interesting, I don't see yet what octa-core processor. Okay, we know it's ARM, it's a Cortex A75, and I'm going to pull this up on a different tab too, because who made the chip? Is it MediaTek? Because if it's MediaTek, which I suspect this is, that's Chinese. So I'm not harping against any MediaTek. MediaTek can actually hold its own. It powers Huawei's, and Huawei's are some of the most powerful devices out there. They just don't run Android. They run an in-house software called Harmony OS because of how it's been banned and limited on its usage. We got a 32-megapixel front-facing camera with a rear camera of 100, a main rear-facing camera of 108 megapixels. A wide 8 megapixel and a macro 5 megapixel. So all three lenses on the back mean something apparently. LED with dual tone. I'm remembering what this might be. I heard these specs on a different device. So the gyroscope, GPS, compass, etc., etc., etc. So this looks like Wi-Fi 5, and it's a 6.49-inch tall. By just over 3 inches wide and 0.34 inches thick, and it weighs 210 grams. It makes it a pretty hefty device. Oh, look, it has Bluetooth 5.2, so it's a much newer device if it's running Bluetooth generation 5.2. at least I hope it is. And it has a Type-C USB. So Libre OS, I'll look into that. I pulled it up on the other one, but it's a de-Google device. Okay. So that's nothing special to me. Anybody can do that with the open source code. What you're able to do with it, that matters. But wait, you know what? Let me pull this back up. I'm curious. Octa-core running ARM Cortex A. I think this is a MediaTek processor, right? I'm going to share this tab instead. So I am at cnx-software.com. MediaTek Companio 1380 Cortex A78. 55 processor designed for premium Chromebooks. This is from the year 2022, which is kind of what I was assuming because the first article I ever saw appear about this device was from 2022. And even then, this thing was going to be able to power Wi-Fi 6. So, and USB 3.2 Gen 1. So it's a chipset that has capabilities that I thought it would. So here it is. Octa-core CPU is a 4x ARM Cortex A78 cores up to 3 gigahertz, 3 gigahertz, which is pretty similar to what we're seeing here. So we're seeing the three. What did they say? 3 gigahertz around here. It said it around here. Maybe it said it on the main page, but 3 gigahertz right here. ARM. I mean, it's saying ARM Cortex A78. It's just it's so generic, and I'm assuming this is the processor that's probably powering it. I'm trying to put things together. I'm reacting this on the fly because I saw that and like, I got to get on this before this thing really starts trending. Because when I try to get on the website, I'm assuming a lot of people that were watching James O'Keefe expose, because I was watching that as it posted, they were flooding the website because the pages were very slow to render. So I'm assuming there's a MediaTek chip, which means it's Chinese, which also means it's the bargain, more on the bargain bin type of Android device that is being, well, shown to, it looks like it could be a mix of iPhone design, which tends to be some of the Chinese knockoffs. They try to copy the iPhone design, but I do see some Samsung influences here as well with the hole punch. So I can't just knock it as that, but the back definitely looks like an iPhone. The front looks more like a Samsung S24, but it could be an S23 and the button placement. And I know this is a de-Googled Android device, and they are using, here's the look. So here's the look and feel of it. And I do know that, let me see, let's go to this other, they're hyping a few things here. Their messenger app, kind of like a Signal type thing, secured messages, I'm assuming encrypted end-to-end. Let me start sharing that tab. A user-friendly global messaging app that prioritizes your privacy, allowing you to chat with your friends and family worry-free. That's what I thought. No data collection. Basically, what they're saying, there's a Signal, and you can have it on your phone. And it's open source messaging that you can do. So yes, you can have it, and it's not free. Another thing that they're offering is their own antivirus. Nothing new. We've seen this with Lineage OS. We have seen this with even Freedom Phone touting it with their before they got picked up by Clear OS, and that became the thing. Not this Liberty OS crap that they were trying to push. But Clear OS has their own thing, and they, from what I remember researching, it was more on the medical space. But that's neither here nor there. We're dealing with this antivirus thing. They're saying it's proprietary to them, but it's basically available. You go for a Lineage OS device, you can get it through there too. They're also offering their own VPN, which is something that you can also get on the Google device. Now, the reason this is key is because they're saying there's a 14-day trial, which means it will be a service that you either pay annually or subscribe to it on a monthly. I think it says here, privacy first, anytime, anywhere, safely use public Wi-Fi network, state-of-the-art encryption, no logs policy, global server network, unlimited traffic, what is VPN, yada, yada, yada. They have a lot of the features to kind of get your attention, basically, like, oh, we got it. But let me see if I could find it. This was with their last, the most important blog post that they had. So this one was the one that I read, that in late September 2023, Unplugged reopened pre-orders for the Unplugged phone, the Up phone. We made it clear to new customers that we would be unable to begin production of the batch 2 until after receiving at least 6,000 pre-orders after meeting the 6,000 unit objective. We estimated a timeline for production and shipping of 150 calendar days. That's almost 6 months. So that was in September. They're finally expecting to ship by May 2024. Okay, they're in mass production. Let's go. Early reports are very positive because of the first customers that got the first batch. A few customers are already returning to order additional items for family members or to outfit members of their business with Up phones. One of our customers, a military veteran, said, he and his wife, have great respect for what you are doing, and we pray for your success. We are grateful for what you are providing for Patriots and could not imagine a better investment on many levels. Another customer who works as an analyst reached out to me 2 weeks ago. His mom had put him onto Unplugged just when we were getting the company off the ground. He reached out to let me know that he loves his Up phone. He was one of the batch one customers, and he made an unsolicited inquiry to invest in the company. We'll see where that goes. That's pretty cool. At least they had a test group, and they weren't just shipping phones to right-wing influencers to push a product they knew nothing about. But because James is someone I connect with, and I want to make sure that he's looked after too. So that's why I reached out to him before going live. Like, hey, look, you're going to sit down with Eric Prince. I can send you the appropriate questions that are pertinent to ask, like the ones I already presented. What is this full spec sheet? What is the phone? This is a Chinese phone. By all intents and purposes, this is a Chinese phone. And you're charging, you're being Unplugged, you're charging $949, and you're asking people to deposit 400 $49 right now. You're saying that it has no Google services here. So we have Libert OS operating system designed for privacy and security. No one's used it except those that are in the initial customers. Privacy first features, a kill switch, enhanced privacy mode. I guess the idea of entering a passcode and it wipes the phone and it contacts your emergency contacts. No Google mobile services. What they mean is Google Play services or Apple tracking. Of course not, because it's Android. But I hope that also means that they won't be riding the Apple mesh network that they built with the AirTags, because did you know that your Android phone also reports to Apple? Yes, it does. And you can install an app that can tell you when it's reporting. So you didn't know that? Now you know. But over here, no Google mobile services. Yeah, it's a de-Google device. Where's the question about the monthly, though? Oh, which mobile carriers does this unplug work? I haven't read this yet, but I'm going to tell you, it's not going to work on Verizon. The UP, the up phone is equipped to work with the three major U.S. carriers. Once fully verified, the phone currently supports T-Mobile's network. We anticipate verification at AT&T's network prior to shipment of pre-orders. We are pursuing verification with Verizon, but the process is more involved. Yes, it is, because ultimately, if you don't have the modem for it, it's not going to work on Verizon. That tends to be the case with a lot of these unlocked devices, which is why some of them tend to be a lot more expensive when you buy them unlocked. So Apple, Samsung unlocked do work. OnePlus, not necessarily. That's why it's been like a hit or miss for a lot of people. But if it works on T-Mobile, it works on AT&T. So Verizon may or may not, but at least they're not making that claim that they are. So there you have that. All right, I want to share this tab. This is with respect to a security report, security review summary of this device. It was issued on June 27, 2022. PwC was asked to perform a security review of Unplug's mobile app and website. The testing method that was chosen for this review is gray box testing, an attacker with an access to the system, in this case, a user. The testing methodology was based on OWASP, top two, 10 vulnerabilities. Those of you in the space might know this better than I do. Based on the assessment to the mobile app, it was evident that the attack surface was reduced to a bare minimum, access controls were put in place, and inputs were well validated before being presented, which indicates a highly secure environment. The test was conducted on June 9th, 2022, software version 0.5.41. No security risks were identified. Based on the aforementioned, we estimate the test system risk score as low. PwC Digital Technology, a limited, signed Igor, I can't pronounce that, partner, head of cybersecurity services. So they're located in Tel Aviv, Israel. Great, but that was 2 years ago. Anyone who you might want to send my way, I got the questions to ask you. Eric Finman didn't take me up on it. Eric Finman is infamously from Freedom Foam. And I can tell you that I have serious questions about this device. I have questions about the security support, such as patchwork. How often is it going to be receiving security updates? Because yes, we have a security update from almost 2 years ago, but what about the device being a hardened kernel as it's being delivered to customers? What about the major OS updates? What Android version is this running? Because I didn't see it in the specification, and we know this is an Android based. This is from the Android open source project. So what version is this running out of the box? I'm pulling up Libert OS again. It's based on Android. I didn't see anything here even mentioning Android, unless you're going to claim that you completely developed a whole new operating system, a whole new one. Then that's even more interesting. But I am curious. Now, there's a part right here where it says you can download the suite. Download now. If I click it, what's it downloading? Aha. Click on the link below to download the APK to install the UP suite on your Android. So that means you can install it there. And apparently you guys have an iOS version in the works. I think that's pretty cool, because you're thinking software-based, you're not thinking hardware-based, and you're claiming that it also works on your mobile device and tablet. So that's also to mean if it's Android, that means it works on your Android tablets. If it's iOS, that also means it should technically work on iPad OS. So it'll be for the iPads. I think that's forward thinking. That's a good thing, but that's just your suite of apps. You're asking people to shell out nearly $1,000 when all is said and done, half of which is due up front pretty much, for the pre-order for a device that hasn't reached anybody's hands? What operating system is this running? How often is it going to be supported? Like security updates, is it going to be every month? What about the major OS updates? What is it running? When are you going to push out the latest one? And how long are you committed to supporting this device? Because we hear all these promises, even the big guys like and Google and Samsung now upping it up to 5 years. But that's for the new device, not the older ones, which at most got 3 years, maybe 2 years or 1 year, or sometimes they didn't even get any support whatsoever. So what's going on here? How's this going to work? Those are really important questions for the longevity of the device. That's a continued customer service beyond just your suite of services that you want to push on everybody else so they can test. But at the very least, they don't have to rely on probably a mid-range device at a premium price, honestly. And you're asking them to compete in such a really tight space now where mid-rangers are now having some of the stuff from their flagship lines being brought down. Look at the Samsung lineup. Look at the what iPhone's been offering. OnePlus out there. You're in a really competitive space, but not just that one. You're also dealing with this. This is punked. They've been around for a while. They're known better for what are called dumb phones. They recently won the best software at CES award this year, given by Wired, and they also got the best award from MWC by Android Authority. Now, Kevin Mikola, who was previously known as CrackBerry Kevin, who ran CrackBerry.com and Mobile Nations before he sold that off and then bought the brand back, in this case CrackBerry, he fell in love with the operating system that was developing based on Android open source project called Apostrophe. Now, Apostrophe is basically like running Android apps in a sandbox version. So you're basically getting two operating systems, as I understand it, on the device, which is this one. So this is one you're competing against. This one's a little cheaper. And this is a brand that has existed. They are reliable in terms of security and mobile tracking. They're very serious about it. This is a Swiss-based company. So this is who you're competing against. I think they're at $750. They're not saying they're the best phone on the market in terms of specs and all that, but what they are featuring to everyone is what they are and what they run. So this is the phone. Let's see. They're going by millimeters here. I don't have the millimeters conversion up and up, but I'm assuming this might be a little bigger than the other device. The display is an IPS display, not an AMOLED. So at this point, the Unplug has the better display, refresh rate of 60 hertz. So this is definitely a mid-ranger. This is a similar full HD plus display. HDR support, 400 nits of brightness. That doesn't sound too bright. Stereo speakers, two microphones. At least they're telling you MediaTek Density 900 octa-core. Thank you for at least being transparent with that. And look right here, it's powered by Apostrophe, which is based on the Android open source project, Android version 13. So that's the one that launches out of the box. That means they got an update to number 14, which is available out there. And this come this summer, Android 15 is going to launch. So they got to catch up to that. They're going to have a fingerprint unlock with the side sensor, pattern, pin, password, 64 megapixel camera with autofocus, digital zoom up to 4x. They got a fixed focus 8 megapixel for wide and a 2 megapixel fixed focus for macro. So far, the cameras, it looks like the Unplugged phone has more to it than this one. But at least right here, with they're being transparent. They have 120 gigabytes onboard storage, expandable via micro SD slot in the second slot, and up to 2 terabytes. Wow. Okay. But they do have universal file share of 2.2, which is lagging behind the Generation 3 that you can find on other flagships. But then again, this is more of a mid-range device, and you're prioritizing your privacy over all the nooks and crannies. It's designed in Europe, manufactured in China. This is what it means to be transparent with your products. This is what I want to see out of Unplugged. This is what we didn't see from Freedom Phone, but a bunch of people ended up buying that crap anyway. And I called out Candace Owens. I called out Just the News. I called out John Solomon. I called out the Gateway Pundit. Candace Owens responded to me. She still has the video up on her Instagram, by the way, and she never actually used that device. She kept using her iPhone. And in the case of Just the News, at least they only kept the promos up for 1 week. And I had to call out Parler because Parler was also pushing it at the time, Parler 2.0. So, yeah, there's a hunger for it in the space, but don't fall for it just because they're promising you something like, oh yeah, Big Brother's not going to spy on you. No, if you want to really take control of your information, even this isn't enough. They can still crack through this. But you also have to understand you're going to be sandboxed in because you want the apps. You want the app experience. You're not going to have it. And if you're signing in through your browsers anyway, they're still going to track you through the browser. So much for the apps not tracking you. The cookie trackers will be tracking you unless you use it like Brave or anything else to that extent that protects your mobile, like a Chromium-based browser that blocks all those cookies. Like Samsung Internet could do the same thing too. So just letting you know that that's that. But let me pull up this article that was a bit of a criticism, I think, against him. Oh, no, that was a different article. Let me see what this says. This is from MIT Technology Review Computing. Eric Prince wants to sell you a secure smartphone that's too good to be true. Okay, so this is one of those criticisms. This is from August 19, 2022. MIT Technology Review obtained the Prince investor's presentation for the Red Pill phone, which promises more than it can possibly deliver. I remember the Red Pill phone project. The American billionaire, best known for funding the notorious private military firm Blackwater, which became infamous for killing Iraqi civilians and threatening U.S. government investigators, was pushing Unplugged. Oh, there it is. A smartphone startup promising free speech, privacy, and security, untethered from the dominant tech giants like Apple and Google. In June, Prince publicly revealed a new phone, priced at $850. But before that, beginning in 2021, he was privately hawking the device to investors using a previously unreported pitch deck that has been obtained by MIT Technology Review. It boldly claims that the phone and its operating system are impenetrable to surveillance, interception, and tampering, and its messenger service is marketed as impossible to intercept or decrypt. Bullcrap, okay? Sorry. Those are just selling terms. Anybody can still get into this if they know how. That doesn't mean anybody can. It's just if you have the means and ability to do so, you can crack into WhatsApp. You can crack into Signal. You can crack into Telegram, which is what some of this stuff is based on. So if you wanted the most hardened kernel on a ROM for anything based on Android, that was BlackBerry. You could not crack into a BlackBerry. So if he's saying that he got access to that, which I highly doubt, then, well, how do they encrypt it? This is somebody that worked in the military, private military. So I'm sure they have access to those materials because you have to handle sensitive materials that are classified. I would trust someone like that to handle your privacy better than most. But still, making all these other claims, it's like it's impenetrable. Yeah, so what happens if someone is hacked? Are you then held liable for that hack if they had monetary losses? Well, this article is really harsh on him, though, boasting falsely that Unplugged has built the first operating system free of big tech monetization and analytics. Okay, that can't be true. Open source project where I'm assuming this is based on has been around for a while. Prince bragged the device is protected by government-grade encryption. Better yet, the pitch added, Unplugged is to be hosted on a global array of server farms so that it can never be taken offline. One option is set to be a server farm on a vessel located in an undisclosed location on international waters, connected via satellite to Elon Musk's Starlink. Fascinating. An unplugged spokesperson explained that they benefit in having servers not subject to any government law. The Unplugged investor's pitch deck is a messy mix of these impossible claims, meaningless buzzwords, and outright fiction. Okay. Sorry. Oh, man. based on that, I have to take it to mean that what they're referring to is the services that they have through their apps, not the phone experience, not the phone calling, the messaging, and all that, unless you're using the Unplugged messenger. That's what I'm assuming they're referring to, is that they'll be bouncing around server farms and stuff like that off these other routers and who knows where, and if it relies on Starlink, if it's supposedly true, that would be the thing. Everything else, though, because you don't have a mobile carrier, you can't make phone calls unless you're using the internet, but then if the internet blocks your IP, then you can't make a connection there anyway. So there's all these different things about, I get what they're saying, but man, that must be the most expensive phone in the world then. if you're able to do that and you're writing off a Starlink and you're going to rely on subscribers to the service, because you're not going to make bank off the hardware. That's already a loss. The product is the latest example in a decade-long tradition of privacy and security-focused smartphones that promise to do far more than your Android or iPhone can to protect you and your data. Ever since Edward Snowden's 2013 revelations about American spying, a new phone has popped up in this market at least once per year. The trend was already so prominent by 2014 that MIT Review called ultra-private phones one of the year's technological breakthroughs. Well, mea culpa, almost every attempt to build this kind of phone has failed. Yes, because there was one. Is this the ultra-privacy smartphones? I don't know if they have it here, but there was this one, like, super expensive. It was called the Black Phone. The Black Phone, there we go. And it was supposed to be, like, completely unhackable or whatever. Whatever happened to that thing? Never happened. And if you really want a device that's free from all this stuff, go for a Linux-based phone. You know how inconvenient it is to have a Linux-based device, a Pine phone, or I forget what the other ones are. But they're super expensive, but at least they're kind of modular. But you kind of have to build your own apps if you're going to use anything. So that's what it means. Unless you want the apps, then it doesn't matter what you're using. You're not going to like the experience unless you absolutely don't want the government to track you. You have to understand that sacrifice is involved. So that's all I wanted to say about that. I didn't plan on this episode. It's airing the day after I went exclusively on Rumble. So if you watch this episode, thank you so very much. I'm reaching out to the company Unplugged as of this recording, to hopefully get some answers on this, and hopefully they might, whether it's in the form of a press release, or if they're interested in coming on my program. I promise to be as fair as possible, but I will be tough on the questions. And I expect the answers, even if I don't like them, I hope to hold them accountable, because if this turns out to be another Freedom Phone nonsense, I will call them out on it, and I will tell James, like, dude, you got to distance yourself from this company. But I'm not saying that it is. I'm just asking questions. Just that this, let's see, does this fool still have his stuff up? Freedomphone.com. I always got to mention this. Look at that. He even updated the banner. It's still $500. The Freedom Phone is a free speech and privacy first focused phone. There is Candace Owens live, and she never used the phone. Preloaded apps, even the old Parler app that's no longer existing. Uncensored marketplace. And I can't believe this crap is still here. They actually maintained this. They updated the banner, if I'm not mistaken. The last blog post to this thing was June 18, 2022. No, they even eliminated their own blog. Now they're just going to clear. They stopped posting on their own Freedom Phone blog. Oh my goodness, this is hilarious. But Clear itself is a real thing. They've been around for a while. If you're interested in checking that out, go over to their website, new.clear.co.com. What is this? Clear.co.com. Centralized systems are robbing our children of the future they deserve. So they have all these different companies. This is what now is the basically Freedom Phones acting like a storefront for them. But what the Freedom Phone was and was being touted as never came to fruition. So it's all bull. So I'm hoping that Unplugged is the real thing. They're saying they're delivering in May 2024. They've already got into customers' hands. And at the very least, on their blog, they're very transparent about their production. So kudos to Unplugged, because they're doing it the right way. And the mere fact that this has been in the news for a while versus the Freedom Phone that just seemingly came out of nowhere, it makes more sense. But you're asking for $945, $449 being a deposit right now, which I understand. But you also have answers to give with respects to what you're actually offering when you're buying the product, aside from the service, which is your upsuite. Do you want me to test the upsuite? Let me know in the comment section down below, and maybe I'll give it a shot. But as for this episode, thank you so very much for tuning into this latest episode of The Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. Stay to know if you missed out on all my Rumble exclusives, or if you were even wondering where I have been, because I haven't really been posting anywhere else, not even the podcast, for those of you listening to the podcast. It's because I've been a Rumble exclusive streamer for the past month or so. So now that my exclusivity is up, I will continue on Rumble. and also everywhere else that I am. But I do encourage you to join me on Rumble, because there is where I'm free to be me. And I can't do that on YouTube, despite the fact that they wanted me to, and they ended up screwing me over. But anyway, that's where I'll leave it. Thank you very much. Remember to like, share, subscribe, stay to know, and I'll see you on the next one.